Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and I'm so excited, as always, to spend this time with you guys, where I am more than grateful to be able to use my voice to bring glory to God's name. Now, if you're new here to NMA, I welcome you. You can make your home here at NMA Empowering God's Beloveds, where our desire is to inspire, our desire is to uplift, encourage, and empower you through the Word of God. Now, know this for sure, NMA is not alone. I am honored to be a part of an amazing podcast network through A History with God Ministries. You can go to www.ahistorywithgod.org, scroll down and click on our podcast network, and you will find an amazing podcast network. Now, who's a part of this amazing podcast? Well, we have one, the Who's Your Daddy Godcast, that's featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. We have Become a Light podcast by Larry and Giovanna. They're great pastors. You have Legos, A Heart of God and a Mind of Christ with Andy. The Voice of One by Terrence. Secret Refuge podcast by Shane. My podcast is also there. And finally, you will find Bella and Me. Now, this is an amazing podcast network because it offers different podcasts for each and every single person. So this is young and old, boy and girl. You can have a podcast that's catered just to you. Now, if you're wondering how can you get in touch with NMA, well, you can visit us online at www.laviniajohnson.com, on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter at No Man Allowed. We're also on Instagram, yay, at Empowering God's Beloveds. Now, if you guys are ready, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the podcast for today. Now, today I would like to take the chance and answer some emails that I received today. I did get two emails this time, and I believe I got them last month, and I want to be able to answer them on this podcast today because I want to be able to interact with you guys. And like I told you before, if I get a lot of emails, I'll answer them the next podcast. If not, I will just dedicate one podcast to answering all the questions and comments, everything. So that will be today. If you guys are ready, so we're going to go ahead and get started. So the two emails that I got, the first email was from Claire. Hi, Claire. Thank you so much for sending in your message. I know it takes a lot for you to be able to just go back, click, write, send it over. So I thank you. As always, I love to interact with you guys. So this is great for me. If you guys ever have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. And I read. I found this show while doing a search for women podcasters. I found womeninpodcasting.com. Who knew? I heard the most recent episode about hearing from God and was wondering if Lavinia ever heard from someone actually hearing God's voice. Or is that something God does? Thank you. I love the show. Thank you so much, Claire, for sending in that email. And what I can say is, I have heard of people who have literally heard the voice of God. I have two examples. A pastor of mine, she's still a pastor. She's my mentor, actually, at the current moment. She has said that a couple times she has heard the voice of God. As well as Frank Sasso, he's a prophet, so he hears the voice of God. And I can direct you, actually, if you haven't heard Who's Your Daddy Godcast, you can go ahead and listen. He has shared about this on that podcast, so you can go ahead and listen and check it out. I personally have not heard like an audible voice of God, so I cannot really speak on that area. But one thing that I know is that the Lord still speaks, whether we're listening, whether we're not listening, whether we're busy, whether we are listening, He speaks. So don't ever cross it out. Like, God does not do that. He does. And like I said, I know two examples of men and women of God who have heard the voice of God. And I look forward, actually, my mentor, the pastor that I'm speaking of, she's actually gonna be in the podcast in the next coming show. So tune in to hear about it, because I'm gonna especially ask her about that. Now, the second question that I got was from Chanel. Thank you for sending in your question. And you said, I have a question for the woman who does Empowering God's Beloved's podcast. How often does she pray? Does God talk to her in a real way, like with the words? Can she hear? Can she prophesy over me and tell me my purpose? And who did the artwork for her podcast? Thank you. I love the podcast. Thank you for sending in your comments. Thank you for the question. One thing that I can say is you asked me how often do I pray? Well, I can tell you right now, I pray every day. That's not to discourage you, because for me, I look at prayer as a relationship with God. If you have a relationship with, like, let's say your mother, if you have a relationship with your brother or sister, you talk to them every single day. If let's say more like something more intimate, like maybe like with a husband, you talk to them every single day. There's no day that will go past by that you will not talk to your husband. There's no day that goes past by that you won't talk to like a girlfriend or a best friend. Well, that's the same way that I look at our relationship with my father, God, is that I talk to him all the time. And it's something that I had to get into the habit of doing, of just constantly to be in a state of prayer. It's not like I pray for hours on end. I mean, there's times when I get into prayer and I'm really into prayer. But then there's also times when I need like just help with the day. Like you could wake up and you're feeling, oh, yuck, just down. And you pray in that moment, like, Lord, help me get through this day. That's a prayer. If you're praying for direction, like, Lord, what's happening to my family? Like things are just going left and right. That's a prayer. So you get into the habit of talking to the Lord and you can have that prayer life. And I get it. Most people look at prayer as in, you know, that time you're crying, everything. Yes, that's great. You know, get into the secret place. But praying like little prayers like, Lord, thank you for this day. That's a prayer. You're praying. You're sending it up to the Lord. So it takes habit. It comes out of just constant being in the presence, just to be able to, you know, be grateful. When you wake up in the morning, you pray, you just get up and you're like, Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for opening up a new day for me. That's prayer. Prayer is the communication with God, communication with your Father. So pray every single day. The second question you asked was, does God talk to me in a real way? Well, it depends what you mean by a real way. If you mean like hearing the voice of God, I personally have not heard the voice of God, but God does speak to me in a different way. That's what I would say. The Lord more so speaks to me in dreams, and he'll speak to me like he'll drop scriptures in my heart that will have something to do with whatever I'm going through. So like, let's say I'm discouraged. The Lord will drop a scripture that will encourage me. Let me give an example. I'm planning a wedding. So there was a time there that I was really anxious about the whole wedding plan. And I was praying to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, help me break this. I couldn't shake it. It was just there. Like, it wasn't going anywhere. Well, the word of the Lord came to my heart and it says, don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. That was an encouragement for me. How do you get rid of anxiety? You pray it out. Pray it out. That's what I mean by the Lord speaking to me. Because one thing that I know for sure is that the Lord does speak to me. He speaks in his word. He speaks to me his word. And can I prophesy over you and tell you your purpose? Honey, what I can say is, unless you maybe have a direct prayer request that I can maybe help you pray for, I cannot tell you your purpose. It is your mission to find out what your purpose is. It is by you spending time with the Lord that you will figure out what your purpose is. Every single person on this earth who's discovered their purpose, pray to the Lord for their purpose. He's the one that will reveal that to you. So I'm going to put the ball back on your court, because it's ultimately your desire to know your purpose that should lead you to the Father. My desire to want to know what I'm going to be when I grow up leads me back to God, because he's the only one that can reveal that to me. Some things God will not reveal to others. So just be careful in a way of who you ask certain questions like that. That question should only be directed to Jesus. Other people can confirm it, but their initial answer should come from the Lord. And you also said, who did the artwork for the podcast, and all credit goes to Frank Sasso. He did an amazing work putting together the banner, everything, the artwork. Frank Sasso did everything. So thank you so much, Frank, receiving so much love for the podcast. With those questions that I answered today, actually was what made me want to talk about this. Because like I said, hearing the voice of God is an area that is like, in the church and in just your walk with Christ. Because you read it in the Word, God talked to his prophets, God talked to men and women of God in the Bible. But does God talk to you? And the answer is yes, God speaks to you. He may not speak to you the way he speaks to me. He may not speak to you the way he speaks to somebody else, but God does speak, whether we're listening, whether we're not, whether we're paying attention, whether we're not, whether we miss it, he still speaks. And these are a couple of things that I want to share with you in regarding this once again. And I also want to refer you back to the scriptures so you guys can read it again. One thing that I do want to encourage you guys, don't be handicapped believers. And by that, I said that where you just want to go to people to hear what God is saying. Everybody in this world has access to God. It is our choice whether we want that access. It's our choice whether we want to tap into that. So you're sending in your question, you're wondering what your purpose is. Tap into the Father and figure out what your purpose is. He'll be the one to tell you your purpose. At one point in my walk of Christ, I decided that it was great that, you know, God will speak to me through others. But I got to that point in my life where I was like, no, Lord, I want to hear your voice for myself. I want to hear what you have to say to Lavinia. And I wanted to hear God's voice directly. Now, did he speak to me the way he spoke to somebody else? No, because others, you know, people are blessed with different gifts. So maybe somebody can prophesy. Maybe somebody can see dreams and visions and somebody else does something else. But remember, we all work for the same God. So God can speak to me about something and somebody else can confirm it. And that's how you check the word. And the word from God, as I've said before, it always lines up with his word. Whatever God tells you will always line up with the word. And I just want to ask you guys, like, to your relationship with God. Ultimately, you have to ask yourself, what is my relationship with God? Are you in prayer every now and then? Do you read the word every now and then? I know one big thing that hindered me from hearing from God was because I wasn't spending that much time with the Father. You think about it this way. You're dating somebody in hopes to one day marry them. Well, you spend time with them. You invest your time. You invest your emotions. You invest everything because the end result of that relationship is marriage. And marriage produces fruits. Well, it's the same thing with God. Get into that time where it's you and the Lord. And you pour out everything. Tell him everything. I mean, he already knows. But develop that relationship with the Father. Where after some time, you will begin to bear fruits. One of the things that you'll be able to do is hear the voice because you know the Lord. So spend time in the Word. Build that relationship with God. And just know, like, you know, the Bible describes Jesus as our shepherd. He's our shepherd, so he's always watching over us. Speaking of shepherd, there's a scripture that I want to take you to. And if you turn with me to John chapter 10, and I'm going to read from verse 3 to 5. And it says, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4, when he's brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. I come from Africa, so I kind of have an idea of a relationship of a shepherd and the sheep. Back at home, when you have cattle and you have a shepherd, you would have one person who's constantly watching over your sheep. So let's say Bill, he's responsible for the sheep and sheep alone. He takes them out, he takes them to fresh water, brings them back, everything. What happens is after some time, those sheep will know that voice. He'll know that one voice. When he leaves and he comes back and he says, hey, let's go, the sheep will follow him because they know his voice. And now what happens, and I love that the Bible speaks of sheep and a shepherd, because sheep don't respond to voices that they don't know. They don't. You can try to move them. You can try to have them go left or right, but they won't do it because they recognize only one voice. And I love that the Bible describes that, because it clearly says that a voice that they do not recognize, they don't follow. They're just like, nope, we're not going there because we don't recognize that voice. So we as Christians should be the same way. We should learn to listen to just one voice, that one voice. Once you know it, we're not listening to any other voice. We're not listening to any other directions. We're not listening to a stranger's direction. But it comes through spending time with the Lord. The shepherd has to spend a lot of time with his sheep for his sheep to know his voice. And if you skip down to verse 7, it says, therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. So that goes to show you right there that Jesus is our shepherd. He's the way. He's like the threshold to hearing the voice of God. So therefore, like, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is first. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Know the word. Know the truth. Once you come to Jesus, know the truth, because there's a process to this. And I want to skip down to verse 27 where it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So God knows who are his sheep. Just as much as the sheep know who they belong to, God knows who belong to him. And because of that, they follow the voice of God. So let's be men and women who belong to Christ. I claim I belong to my Father. I belong to my Maker. And like I said, just thinking about John chapter 10, think about a shepherd and a sheep relationship. Because the shepherd spends time with the sheep, or vice versa, the sheep spends time with the shepherd, that equals a relationship. When you spend enough time with somebody, you begin to build a bond. You begin to build a wonderful relationship. And guys, it takes faith to be able to hear from God. You have to be able to believe that you'll be able to hear his voice. So it takes faith. And again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing every word of the Lord. So it takes you back to the word. Be grounded in the word. Know what the word of God says. How can we discern knowing the voice of God versus the voice of a stranger if we're not in the word? So be in truth, walk in truth, and live in truth. And then expect it. Doubting it, questioning it will also make you not being able to hear the voice. So expect that God will speak to you when just everyday life. The Lord will speak to me concerning this. He'll speak to me concerning this area. Expect that the Lord does it. Have an expectant spirit. Like, just always be expecting that the Lord will speak. Because if we're constantly doubting, you'll miss it. You just might miss what the Lord is saying. So ask yourself, who do you belong to? How do you spend your time? Do you spend your time with the Word? Do you spend your time with God? These are all different ways you can learn to hear from God. Be women and men of great faith. Have faith in God that he will speak to you. Have faith in God, just like you have faith for finances, just like you have faith for other things. Have faith in God that he will speak to you. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. We thank God for you. We pray for you that God will touch you at whatever point of life that you are in. We'd love to interact with you, so send us all your questions and your comments. We'll be happy to hear from you. Until next time, remember that we serve one God, which is Jesus. We have one enemy, which is the devil. So let's always work together to build each other up for the glory of the kingdom of God. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the NMA Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.